Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Zach, the man with the chart, looking at three stocks in 3 minutes, moving on news, and a bit late this morning, Zach. Sorry, I was about to call you on time. My three-year-old son came in, knocked over my coffee all over my desk. So I'm stinking of coffee. It's all over his face. It's all over his clothes. And all of my seats. So there we are. Anyway, on to more pressing issues here. Are you all right this morning?
I'm delighted.
Yeah, I'm a bit
fresh. I'm fresh and bright and breezy again. 2 days running.
Yeah, well, that's your new makeover. You see, it's the white teeth and the hairless ears you now have.
Yes, that's right. The hairless ears. That's good. It's a good look, actually. I've had people, there's a queue right around the block.
People commented on your hairless ears. Ooh, what right, be hairless? Yes. How hairy were they before? That's what's worrying me.
It was more on the ears than on the head.
Anyway, listen, CloudTag, CTAG. Announced a placing of 550,000 and it's at a premium to the current share price, 15.5 pence, which is quite good. CTAG, and what's it looking like on the chat?
You do not know how much pleasure it gives me. Every day these shares are going up or in an uptrend, it really does make me feel good. The forces of evil lose yet again. But we've got the same charting position as before, rising trend channel from June, heading towards 18 pence. I think I was looking for a retest of 15 pence, which we've got basically today. A bit of consolidation, but this looks like a mid-move consolidation. So from 5 to 15, and then from, let's say, 10 to hopefully 20 as the measured move count, but 18 to 20 pence the target here while we're above around 12 pence.
Okay, and ECR Minerals, and I thought these had passed away, but or close to death, but they've had a reprieve here because they've repaid all amounts owed by the company by Yorkville, basically, and the directors can confirm the company does not intend to make further use of the facility or similar facilities. ECR on the chat.
I can lend them a tenner.
Yeah, me too. At a good
but basically, what we've got here is it actually looks quite promising. Falling wedge formation, which is bullish. I don't know if you heard or remember falling wedges.
Yes, be careful.
So basically, with those, you've got converging downward triangle. The lower line goes towards 0.005 and the upper line 0.007, which is the 50-day moving average. If you are, and the shares have actually also gapped up today, which is creates an island reversal. And if you're an aggressive trader, you'd be buying now. And if you are of a more cautious nature or chicken or a wimp, then you would wait until the 50-day moving average at 0.007 was broken. So you take your choice.
Okay.
Target target with them would be back towards 0.014. So potentially breaking the 50-day average would double the share price over the following month or so. Obviously, we don't want to see these shares below the 0.005 level again.
Cool. And the last one, Imedia, IME. Of course, ex-Radio 1 DJ Bruno Brooks' new company there. Announcement, further to the announcement on the 19th of August, it signed a significant three-year contract with a major UK retailer. Further information will be made available in due course. So IME, Bruno, up strongly, yeah.
Bruno Brooks?
Yes.
He's like an inferior version of you, isn't he?
Other way around, I think you'd say, yes.
Right. Anyway, the.
Listen. I'm talking about his company doing well. I'm talking about it. He owns the company doing well. What do you think?
Right. I think there was the vertical spike through the 200-day moving average in April. Golden cross buy signal at 20 pence later that month. So you could have, if you'd followed that signal, which is a normal stock, it's a decent charting or technical signal, and bought on the basis of that, you would be flying by now. Gap to the upside today through 40 pence. Target while we're above, let's say 35, which was resistance before the gap higher, is as high as 60 pence, which is the top of an April 2015 price channel. The only problem here is that this stock is obviously very illiquid, and so you have gaps and funny lines everywhere. But above, say, 30 to 35 pence, looking for 60 pence there on Imedia Group, with or without Bruno.
Well, it's got to be with Bruno, because he's the man, you know what I'm saying?
Is that his real... Do you think that's his real name?
Yes.
Bruno.
Bruno Brooks, yes. Okay, Zach, if you can send me the chats... I'll put them on the blog there and people can see them at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Marvellous.
Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.